this bulletin. Peter Dutton pushes to get encryption law passed before the end of the year. The latest polling puts the Victorian Labor government on course for re-election. Then the Cricket Australia's women through to the World 2020 final. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Peter Dutton has demanded a parliamentary committee looking into allowing police to access encrypted messages immediately report its findings. The Home Affairs Minister is anxious to pass the laws before the year's end and has written to the committee to fast-track its report. Intelligence agencies have raised concerns about potential terror attacks over the Christmas period. The Leader of the Senate, Matthias Cormann, has told Sky News there needs to be a change as the risk is heightened.
What I can say to you in relation to encryption messaging is that it is a serious problem for law enforcement agencies, including, as indicated by police in Melbourne, in the context of the terrorism-related arrests earlier this week. So what we are wanting to ensure that in relation to terrorism offences and some very serious other alleged offences in relation to serious child sexual abuse and the like, that police... And in relation to terrorism, ASIO is unable to do its job.
Meanwhile, Federal Labor says it will support any measures that protect Australians from terror-related acts. It comes as the Home Affairs Minister has demanded there be an acceleration of an inquiry into proposed encryption laws. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, wants to ensure that the inquiry is still going to provide the best advice, that any proposed laws are carefully thought through.
When you're dealing with terrorists and when you're dealing with national security and you're dealing with the rights of all Australians, rushing laws does not automatically make for good laws or effective laws. The worst thing that could happen is that the government could propose a rushed law, someone's able to overturn it or undermine it, and then the terrorists get off. I'm about having proper solutions which keep Australians safe, not just trying to get a soundbite on the nightly news.
The Prime Minister says he has no regrets about criticising Muslim leaders despite a boycott of a high-level meeting to discuss Islamic extremism. Scott Morrison has angered some leaders with comments about what the Muslim community should be doing following the deadly Bourke Street terror attack in Melbourne earlier this month. Despite a group led by Grand Mufti Ibrahim Abu Muhammad declaring they would not attend, the meeting went ahead yesterday. Mr Morrison has told the Seven Network he's standing by his criticism.
I don't regret it at all. In fact, I took quite a bit of advice before saying it from our security agencies. I was simply calling out what we have to call out in this country, and that is extremist, radical, violent Islam is the biggest threat of a religious extremism in this country. And I need us all to focus on that issue and doing whatever we can to make sure that that violent, hatred-filled ideology does not take root in religious communities in Australia.
New polling suggests Daniel Andrews' Labor government will be returned to power in Victoria. A poll published by The Age newspaper suggests Labor has a 54% to 46% two-party preferred lead over the Liberal Nationals coalition. Labor is also ahead in second poll published by News Corp and conducted by YouGov Galaxy with a 47 two-party preferred outcome. Mr Andrews has told the Seven Network he'll continue to campaign until polling closes.
Elections are always close and they're always about a handful of votes in a handful of seats, so we will be campaigning very hard right up until 6 o'clock tomorrow night to hopefully secure a victory and keep building the things that Victoria needs for the future.
The opposition leader Matthew Guy says he isn't intimidated by the polling.
Our internal polling on a seat-by-seat basis is good. We're positive. We have to be as frank with ourselves as we can, and we look at our research and it says we've got a good chance, so we're going to go for it.
And to cricket, Australian women are through to their fifth straight World 2020 final. Alyssa Healy and Elise Perry led the side to a 71-run semi-final win over the West Indies. The win puts Australia through to Sunday's decider, where they will play the winner of England and India. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. A possible shower in Perth, 24 degrees in Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. In Melbourne, showers there as well, 15 degrees. Rain easing in Hobart, a windy 16. Similar conditions in Canberra, 17. Very windy in Wollongong, sunny and 25. Windy also for Sydney and 25. Much the same for Newcastle, 26. In Brisbane, fine weather and 30 degrees. In Cairns, a shower or two, 34 degrees. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.